Hey, this is KWVA in Eugene. To another scintillating, vinyl-y enhanced episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover. I am your host, the Reverend Mark Time. Today we have two very special guests, Bill Finneran and Lori Penny from the Eugene Record Convention. Say hi.
Hello.
Yeah, and Bill and Lori brought down their collection of scintillating assortments of junk and novelty records and things like that, and lots of surprises. Of course, you know that next week is the record convention at the Eugene Hilton. And, where's that sheet of paper I had? Maybe we'll go over this in a minute when we take a break. But, if you got any questions for Bill, you can call in today. And Lori will be answering the phones and, taking care of business. And, what can I say? We got a lot of vinyl today. Yeah, because the CD players don't work. That's a good reason. Anyways, sit back, relax, have a Bloody Mary, and enjoy this episode of the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Find a wheel and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with a happy sound as it goes along the ground, ground, ground till it leads you to the one you love. Then your love will hold you round, round, round and your heart's a song with a brand new sound and your head go spinning round, 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 'cause you found what you've been dreaming of. In the night you see the oval moon going round and round in tune, and the ball of sun in the day makes a girl and boy wanna say, find the ring,
find the ring,
and put it round, 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 and with ties so strong, the two hearts are bound, put it on, the one you found, 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 for you know that this is really love. Find a wheel, and it goes round, 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 as it skims along, with a happy sound as it goes, along the ground, 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 till it leads you to the one you love. Then your love, you'll hold her round, 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 in your heart's a song, with a brand new sound in your head. Go spinning round, 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 'cause you found what you've been dreaming of. In the night you see the overmoon
going round and round in the tooling room, and the ball of sun in the day makes a girl and boy want to say, find the ring and put it round, 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 and with ties so strong your two hearts are bound, put it on the one you found, 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 for you know that this is really love. Find the ring, put it on, for you know that this is really love, really love. Really love.
And we just heard some Perry Como round and round, appropriate to the theme of today's show, which is records, vinyl, and record conventions. So, Bill, off of your MySpace site.
Yes.
Here. Why don't you just briefly read us that all the fine points before you call in with any questions for Bill. Bill's going to cover them all even before you call in. Hit it.
Oh, my favorite question so far is there an airport in Eugene? And the answer is, what is it, Lori?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, if you want to call it an airport, it's like, what is that, Pixley Airport on Petticoat Junction? Okay.
My next favorite question is there a bar in the Hilton?
And of course.
Yes. From my own experience, I can tell you,
yeah.
Yes.
And it's spendy.
And you will see us there.
Right.
Okay, let's see. We can't say anything about what costs what.
That's right. No pricing.
Okay, we got to skip the next one. And I've been getting calls about Michael Jackson records. This is the first year I've ever heard anything about Michael Jackson records. It's usually Beatles and Elvis. And they all think that the Michael Jackson records are now worth lots of money. And what I suggest you do is go to eBay and look it up and see for yourself. Nope, they're not worth a lot of money. He's got a couple weird records that might be worth $20 or $30. But no, he sold billions and billions and billions of records. So something that sells that many rarely, very rarely, is worth anything.
All right. Next. Oh,
next. Can I bring my children?
Wah! Wah! Wah!
Of course.
And the answer is yes. Children under 12 are free.
You cannot say that.
They're free.
You cannot say free.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Jump button. Here, I just dumped it, but it was too late. Next. Next.
Okay. Norma Fraser is going to be there, and she is going to be able to sign any of the CDs that you bring in to her. Of course, you know, she's a famous early reggae singer. And in the mid-60s, she put out a bunch of real popular songs, but they're kind of hard to get actually now. And she recorded with Bob Marley, and she'll be there. If you're into reggae, you should really come and talk to her for a while. She's got a lot to say, and she's a great artist.
This is going to be 18. Yeah, speaking of Norma Fraser, I just so happen to have a track by Norma Fraser here. So, excellent segue, Bill. We'll get into the rest of that later. Bill, Finneran, and Lori,
How
are you this morning?
Oh, wonderful.
Wonderful? You got nothing to say?
I'm a student in LCC. I read a lot and write a lot, and I don't have a brain anymore right now. I kind of left it.
Well, I was going to play Norma Fraser, except the CD player doesn't want to work.
Oh, no.
So why don't you tell me about the butterflies in your stomach about this record convention?
I'm too old to get butterflies. Too
right
old.
Now, 2 weeks before the record convention, we are in high anxiety state, and that's because we have people coming in from out of town, and have to become the hostess of the mostest. We then also have all the phone calls, and because we do have people coming in from all over the United States, just as our vendors. And we also have people coming over from foreign countries who have heard about the record convention. So we have a lot of foreign investors that enjoy coming over and going through the selections. That we have 100 tables, and so we have a lot of vendors and thousands upon thousands of different types of and styles of music, books, posters, clothing, anything that's music mobilia, you'll find there. It's not just record albums, it's everything. And it'd be good for Christmas shopping for next year, since, you know, a lot of these rarities are fun to find. And like Bill said, the ones that were out in millions and billions of copies, you'll find. But some of the things that you'll find here are like albums and such that you lost maybe 20, 30 years ago, you'll find here because somebody has been keeping it all that time. So I do encourage, come on down. We have a great time, and you'll find something that you have lost in the past.
You cannot say, come on down. Sorry.
Oh.
Don't go.
Don't go. And we're at the radio station, so don't come down here.
I'm going to see. We were talking about Norma Fraser earlier. Thank you, Lori, for doing that. It allowed me to figure out which CD player wasn't working. And we're going to see if I could get this Norma Fraser track to go. And it won't. So we're going to stick to vinyl today. Well, we're off to a great start. One of my favorite songs. Thank you, Bill, for bringing this in. I love this.
Care of me, oh, why must we say goodbye? Each time we part, my heart wants to die. Darling, hear my prayer. Care of me, affair. Here are my arms, you alone will share. All I want is you forever.
We're having so much fun today. Armin, if you're recording this, take it and erase it. We're playing some Shea Torrent here. You can write that down if you want, Bill. From my favorite organ album, Shea Torrent at his organ again. This is called By the Waters of Minnetonka. Okay? It's on the thing there. Anyhow, Lori just got chastised by somebody because she said the record convention was in 2 weeks. No, it's next week at the Hilton, next Sunday, and I won't be here. The Reverend Mark Time will not be here. I'll be at the record convention. I'm having some issues here, so please bear with us. And let's see, I was going to play something, I believe, by a group called the Sun Rays, and this is a band that Bill's friend Byron is in. How do you know Byron?
Byron's a local musician. He's probably the most popular local musician, one of the nicest people on earth. And he's played around here for about 10 or 20 years. But he was also in the Sun Rays, which was managed by Murray Wilson, who is the father of the Beach Boys. And Byron has tons of stories. If you ever see him play in any place, go and see him. He's one of the best people you'll ever meet.
Well, we're going to play a track right now by the Sun Rays. It's called I Live for the Sun.
Go! Sun, 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 sun.
Boogie, 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 country girl. Yeah, I mean what I mean. Boogie, boogie. what I mean. Boogie woogie country girl.
Yes, as we listen to the lovely sounds of Waikiki, let's bring you up to date as to what we just heard. That was, you have worse handwriting than I do, Bill.
I can't write anymore. I can't write.
You know, I was just going to say, that was, okay, was that White Tight? Oh, no, excuse me, that's Waikiki. Okay. The Rat Party Band?
Rent Party Band.
Oh, that, okay.
Featuring our own local hero, late guitar player, Henry Vestine.
Oh, yes. And your friend Byron.
And Byron's in that band, too. And, of course, the wonderful Skip Jones.
Right, right. And that was a kind of an EP that you brought in on some local label. When did that thing come out?
Oh, it's been about 10 years now. And what's funny about that EP is it was a big hit on the East Coast.
Huh. Weird. Anyways, before that, the Sun Rays featuring your friend
Byron Case.
Byron Case.
We love you, Byron.
Yes, I live for the sun. And we heard some Shea Torrence, Slim Whitman back there with Cara Mia. And I guess that brings us pretty much up to date. We were going somewhere. Oh, Lori, you want to say hi? I don't want to leave you out of the conversation.
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm waiting for the phone to ring.
You're just waiting for the phone to ring?
Oh, yes.
You know, we have some tickets to give away, by the way. I'll give Lori some work here. Okay. You know, my good friends over at McDonald Theater are so gracious. They've been having us give away tickets. And the first six people that call in, all right, can win tickets to Los Lonely Boys Acoustic Brotherhood Tour. That's right. Los Lonely Boys, Sunday, February 21st. I've got six pairs of tickets to give away to Los Lonely Boys over at McDonald Theater. If you want tickets, just call in. You don't have to solve any, like, quizzes or anything. 346-0645. This next track has who from the Eagles on it? Is it Don Henley?
No, it's Glenn Frey.
Glenn Frey. And what's the name of the group?
Mushrooms.
The Mushrooms.
First, I want to talk about the Eagles.
Oh, yes, yes.
I hate the Eagles so bad. I could talk forever about how much I hate the Eagles, so we'll just let it go.
I hate the Eagles, too, so we're going to hear the Mushrooms. Is that the name?
Yes, it is the Mushrooms.
With Glenn Frey from the Eagles.
Such a lovely child, all the other ladies came around and around to see her. Such a lovely child with the face of an angel, no man could deceive her. Such a lovely child sent away to school, where they were teaching the etiquette rule. Surely in the company of the others, no bad young men could reach her. Such a lovely young lady sitting by her window, longing so for someone. Such a lovely young lady spending all her hours learning to be someone. Such a lovely young lady sitting all alone. In 16 years, how she has grown. Surely in the company of the others, she would learn to be someone. And she longs so to be loved, and she longs so for affection. Surely in the company of the others, she did not learn. Such a lovely young lady walking down the street, all the men they watch her. Such a lovely young lady, so aloof, so fine, all the men they want her. But she gives them not a second look, just as they taught her in the book. Surely in the company of the others, she did not learn rejection. Thank you.
Yeah. That was perfectly awful. Johnny Mansinger's doing Heart Full of Soul. Johnny Mansinger's are kind of a real hit here on the Sunday Morning Hangover here at KWVA, the best radio station in the universe.
Yippee!
And we're sitting here with Bill Finneran and Lori Penny, who are doing a fantastic job as the staff of the Sunday Morning Hangover, working for free. And, we're trying to keep it kind of jazzy, kind of light, before we hit you with the hard rock on the second hour of the Hangover. We have coming up next, though, this guy, the old philosopher. Now Bill just reminded me about this. I believe there was a show, a kiddie show called the Officer Joel Bolton Show, or one of those kiddie shows back east used to play this guy all the time, like in the old days. And you'll recognize this guy when we get here. What else do you know about this guy except that you have this great record by him? What's his name?
Eddie Lawrence.
Eddie Lawrence.
He also has albums where he just plays banjo, and avoid those. You want the ones where he's talking.
The one's called The Old Philosopher, which is what we're going to play for you right here. We still have, what, one pair of tickets left?
Yep.
For Los Lonely Boys, if you want to call in and win some tickets for Los Lonely Boys, February 21st at McDonald Theater. Give me a call,
346-0645. Hiya, folks. Say you lost your job today. You say it's 4 a.m. and your kids ain't come home from school yet? You say your wife went out for a corned beef sandwich last week and the corned beef sandwich came back, but she didn't? You say your furniture's out all over the sidewalk because you can't pay the rent and you got chapped lips and paper cuts and your feet's all swollen up and blistered from pounding the pavement looking for work? Is that what's troubling you, fella?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick-to-itiveness, and you'll show the world, you'll show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Hey there, friend. You say your radiators didn't work all winter, and now that it's summer, they started up again and you can't turn them off? Say your wife sent your lightweight suits to the cleaners, and that means you'll have to wear your itchy tweeds this morning when they say it'll hit 106. And you gotta meet an important businessman in an hour. And your bridge just broke, and you pasted it together with bubble gum, and you hope it don't fall apart while you're doing some fast talking to this man. And your shoelace just busted, and you open a big cut on your cheek trying to even out your sideburns, and your daughter's gone out with a convict, and your wife just confessed she gave you last $60 as a deposit on an airplane hanger. Is that what's troubling you, friend?
Lift your head up high and take a walk in this house with that dignity and stick to it a bit that you show the world. You show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up. That ship.
Hey there, cousin. You say you can't pull your car out of the mud and you're in the middle of nowhere and it's pouring rain and you can't get the top back up and your paycheck's all blurred and your foot went right through the gas and your girl's screaming bloody murder, she's scared of the dark, and a stroke of lightning splits your motor in half and your suit's shrinking up fast and you start up the windy road on foot and 60 yards of barbed wire hits you right smack in a push. And your boat falls down in the mud, and a wild animal comes over and runs away with your shoes. And your car blows up suddenly, and your windshield wiper ends up in your mouth, and you can't move, and the mud's rising up to your nostrils, and you're sinking fast, and you don't hear your girl screaming anymore. Is that what's on your mind, cousin?
Well, lift your head up high and take a walk in the sun with a dignity and stick-to-itiveness, and you show the world, you show the world to get off. You'll never give up, never give up, never give up that ship.
And now, this is the old philosopher saying, so long, folks.
Thank you. was all, everything you look for in a man. But I know that it's not true. I've seen the way he looks at you, and I think you're gonna hang me up again. Share your love in with another man. And if you see things my way, could you let me know today? But if you decide it's him, I'll change my plans. So now you've got yourself a brand new baby. Don't tell me, baby, you can grow. I got to know what's gonna be.
We heard just a little bit of Paul Revere and the Raiders there, but I didn't want to play that one. I want to play this one instead. This is the Sunday Morning Hangover here on KWVA. And let's figure out what we were just listening to. We just heard,
you can't read my writing. I can Phil, only write in hieroglyphics.
Phil, why don't you back announce the Rat and Vic or whatever that says?
Pat and Vic.
Oh, Pat and Vic.
Yes. Frustration.
Yes.
And if anybody else in the world has this record, please call up. Just out of curiosity.
What, the Pat and Vic Frustration record?
Yeah, this thing is so obscure. I've never seen any copy beside the one I have.
Yes, we have the incredibly lovely Lori Penny on the phones here.
Hello.
Ready to take your calls if you wanted to chime in. What else do we hear, Bill?
Paul Revere and the Raiders. Him or Me, and Eddie Lawrence, The Old Philosopher.
Yeah, that's the one where the guy was going, oh, Bunky, you know, cheer up. And but anyways, yeah, I remember that from my childhood days. So, Bill and Lori are from the Eugene Record Convention, of course, which is taking place next week. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about disasters lately, and not, you know, not my show. I'm talking about in the news, you know, like Haiti and all that other stuff. If can you guys think back to a convention that was either a disaster or had something really horrible take place that kind of set everybody off? Do you have any stories about that? Come on, Lori's propping Bill.
The snow year. Yeah, people still made it there, but they left early. We had really awful weather, and people, it took them like 2 days to get here from Washington, and the snow year was the awful year.
Yeah, have you ever had anything like fights break out or anything at your convention?
No, we're all about peace and love, Mark.
Oh, people fighting over records and stuff, you know, that sort of thing.
Not that I can think of. No.
No? So you can't think of any other natural disasters like earthquakes or tornadoes or anything that might have affected your convention, or maybe a horrible car crash if somebody maybe crashing into the loading dock outside? Or,
well, we have people who are pretty aggressive, and a couple years we've pulled up to the loading dock to get the room set up, and they're sleeping in their cars, and the loading dock at the Hilton is a bunch of people sleeping in their cars waiting for it to open up.
What an obsession. Can you imagine? It's not like you're lined up to see Michael Jackson or something like that. No, you're sleeping in your car just to get in early to the Eugene Record Convention so you can be the first to get those records, to get whatever records that they're looking for, you know? Anyways, well, that's really cool. Lori, do you have any other fun stories, any memorable record conventions you could think of, any strange things that might have happened or, you know? Anything
no,
like that?
We have some pretty strange people, but that's because we're Eugene.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. If you want to see the biggest collection of geeks, freaks, and nerds, come there. Oh, I shouldn't say come there.
Cool people, super cool people. We've had celebrities there.
I should say you may want to or not go see this event next week. I've got to watch it because, you know. We have rules. We're a nonprofit station. And by the way, let me just say right now, I do not endorse the Eugene Record Convention at all. All right? Don't go. All right. Where are we? Yeah, I was going to play a personal favorite. Bill brought this in. It's called the Golden Turkey Album, the best songs from the worst movies. There was a book called The Golden Turkeys, which is about bad movies. One of my favorite bad monster movies is a movie called The Creeping Terror. And what it is it's got like a rug with like a bunch of people underneath it swallowing like women and stuff like that. And there's a great dance scene where everybody's in a dance hall. It's like a high school dance. And this big rug, and if you look closely, you can see sneakers under the rug. This big rug just swallows everybody in the whole hall. Just like you think, like, what about exit doors? You know, hello. Anyways, I want to play a track from a movie called The Creeping Terror called The Dance Hall Twist.
are coming down the street. I know that he is covering his route. And when I hear him calling out any ice today, I step up to my window and I shout, "Hey, Mr. Iceman, won't you please give me a piece? You've got the coolest stuff in all the town. Hey, Mr. Iceman, won't you please give me a piece? You'll be a piece. You'll be a piece. You'll be a piece." When I see his wagon, when I hear his bell, I know that he will soon be coming along. Oh, how I love that Iceman. I love the way he yells. He makes me feel like shouting out this song. "Hey, Mr. Iceman, won't you please give me a piece? You've got the coolest stuff in all the town. Hey, Mr. Iceman, won't you please give me a piece? You've got the only thing that cools me down. I don't want a grocer or a delivery man, 'cause I think that the Iceman, he is swell. And when I hear him coming, it gives me such a thrill that I lift up my window and I yell, 'Hey, Mr. Iceman, won't you please give me a piece? You've got the coolest stuff in all the town. Hey, Mr. Iceman, won't you please give me a piece? You've got the only thing that cools me down.'"
Yeah.
Ah, yes, one of my favorite albums of all time. I think it scored this for like a dollar somewhere. Funicula Funiculi by the Delta Queen Calliope. I just love Calliope music because it reminds me of the circus and all that other stuff. So thanks for calling in with that request for that song, The Creeping Terror. I'm sorry I didn't bring that with me. But what did we just hear? We just heard, let's talk about that one, Bill. Louise by HB and the Checkmates.
They're a local band. If anybody knows anything about them, I know they played at the U of O, and they're from around here, but they're kind of anonymous. But, of course, they're kind of famous, too, in the garage band sensey way. So if you know anything about them, or if your uncle or your grandpa was in them, give us a call and tell us about them.
Yeah, that's great. What did we hear before that? We heard, Miss D doing Hey Mr. Ice Cream Man. Lovely cover. thank you, Bill. Cover is not meant to be seen on the radio. And we started out with From the Creeping Terror Dance Hall from the movie itself. Reverend Mark Time here with Bill and Lori from the Eugene Record Convention, which is occurring next Sunday. What time's that thing open?
10.
10 o'clock. Look at both of you writing stuff down. You're so efficient. You're just like, you got your heads down. And I'm like yelling at you guys because I'm the only one with headphones here. And I'm like screaming
what?
At Bill.
What?
And Bill's going, Bill's like, please, you don't have to scream so loud. Anyways, what can I say? Except hour number two, side B of the Sunday Morning Hangover coming up with ya. And, we're going to talk about Sarah Palin in the next hour and some of the fun stuff we have planned for her. In the meantime, though, Bill brought in this great Four Freshmen Collector Series CD. I love these guys. And whenever I play them, everybody calls and goes, wow, who is that? And they were considered so cornball for a while. But this is where Brian Wilson got his licks. I sure hope this plays all the way through. This is the Four Freshmen doing It's a Blue World. You're going to like this one.
Ooh, 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 ah. The sky, my heart, and I will.
It's a blue.